America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And we come to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. My friend, I hope that you'll take time, sometime to pray. Maybe this weekend, pray one time a week for revival. Amen. Pray for our nation. You know, friend, politics alone will not solve our problems. Now, I believe we ought to go vote, we ought to go do what's right. But listen, friend, economics, an economic revival is not what is needed. We need a revival of morals. We need a revival of people living for God. You see, preacher, we're living in that day when people are falling away. Well, listen, we may be, but you don't have to, and I don't have to fall away. You know, Enoch was living in troubled days, but he went out in a blaze walking with the Lord. Amen? I'd like to go out that way, wouldn't you? Father, would you bless our message? Bless every man of God that'll stand on Sunday. Bless our weekend. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's go to our message, being spiritual in unspiritual times. Hurt. They were beat up that year, I think. Or maybe that was the next year they were beat up so bad. But anyway, they played, and it was like one of the final games to see who would go to the World Series. I think the Braves finally beat them and went to the World Series. But in one of those games, one night, that thing went 17 innings. And, brother, it was just going on and on and on and on, and I'm listening to that on the Internet. And in the 17th inning, there's a fella came up, I can't even remember who it was now, and he hit a grand slam home run. Now, for those of you who don't know what that means, he hit a home run, it cleared all the bases, everybody scored. And the Mets won that particular game. And when that happened, I got so excited, about 2:30 in the morning, I said, "Woo!" And my mama come tearing out of her bedroom. "Boy, don't you know your brother got to get up and go to work? What are you doing?" My mama was not interested, I promise you, in the New York Mets or the Atlanta Braves or any other major league team. Brother, I had woke her up out of sleep. I was having me a spell. Now, if I can have a spell at 2:30 in the morning over a ball game that I don't even hardly remember, why in the world can't I have a spell over somebody getting saved by the grace of God? I mean, listen, we got family, you got boys and girls. Some of your children need to be saved. Oh, you say, preacher, they say they're saved. Well, a woodpecker can pound on something, but amen, but don't mean he's saved. I'm going to tell you something, friend. You don't take people's word that they're saved. If they're living like the devil and doing like the devil, chances are they didn't get saved, amen. I mean, you say, "Well, I have to take their word for it." No, you don't. Take the Bible's word for it. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Amen. I tell you, people still get saved. How many of y'all believe people still getting saved? Oh, they're still getting saved. Don't you want to see somebody saved at your church? Not so you can add it to your number. Not so you can build a great big building. Not so you can get a better church preacher. Those motives stink. But listen, what about getting people saved so they don't got to burn in hell for eternity? How about that? Amen. Number one. Being spiritual and unspiritual times, number one, Naomi started home. She said, "I've had enough of this." I mean, in the times and the days when the judges ruled. Now, every man did that was right in his own eyes. Number two, Ruth got saved. Amen. Ain't that good? Ruth got saved. Now, number three, I want to give you the next thing. Being spiritual and unspiritual times, there's another thing happened right here, all right? Number three, I'm going to get over there. Number three, I want to give you this one. Amen. And my pages just suddenly seem to stick together. But number three, Boaz stood still. Now let me just read the verse to you. Boaz stood still. Ruth chapter number 2, verse number 1. "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz." Now here's the story. We got to go back to chapter 1. Elimelech was a near kinsman to Boaz. Now, they're both Jews.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.